This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The missile that killed two people in Poland was probably a stray fired by Ukraine's air defenses and not a Russian strike, Poland's government and NATO have said, easing global fears that the war in Ukraine could spill across the border. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The strike on Tuesday hit a Polish grain facility near Ukraine. NATO said, in the end, Moscow was still to blame for starting the war in the first place and launching the attack that triggered Ukraine's defenses. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Wednesday an investigation was ongoing.
But we have no indication that this was the result of a deliberate attack. And we have no indication that Russia is preparing offensive military actions against NATO.
NATO ambassadors were holding emergency talks to respond to the blast, which was the war's first deadly spillover onto the territory of a NATO member.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday he had no doubt that the explosion that killed two people in Poland was not caused by a Ukrainian missile.
Я навіть не сумніваюсь в доповіді.
Quote, I have no doubt that it was not our missile, he told Ukrainian media at a news conference in Kyiv. Asked about the possibility of talks with Russia, Zelensky said Russia had not made any offer of peace talks to Kyiv. Quote, they do not communicate with us. Romanian military prosecutors said on Wednesday they are investigating seven soldiers and a civilian for stealing roughly 7 tons of fuel from a NATO military airbase. Prosecutors have detained the 8 suspects and are asking the court to approve temporary 28-day arrest warrants. This is VOA News. Heavy rains and flooding that swamped Nigeria, Niger, Chad, and the surrounding region between June and October this year was made 80 times more likely by climate change, scientists found. Analysis released late Wednesday by a group of international climate experts used peer-reviewed methods and found climate change was overwhelmingly behind the heavy rains that left over 800 people dead, with worse to come as global average temperatures continue to rise. Researchers also analyzed the impact of climate change on droughts in 2021 that reduced crop production in Central Sahel and contributed to ongoing food crisis, but were unable to reach any conclusions due to a lack of reliable weather station data. Kenyan troops deployed under the banner of a regional bloc have arrived in the troubled East Democratic Republic of Congo. The soldiers flew into Goma from Nairobi on Wednesday and are part of up to 903 Kenyan troops that will be sent to the DRC. They will be joined by troops from other East African countries to help the government battle rebels that now control some territory. Heads of state agreed to the East African Community Regional Force in June. In Washington, Republicans have won a slim majority in the U.S. House, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
More than a week after Election Day, Republicans have now secured the 218th seat needed to flip the U.S. House of Representatives. That returns the party to power in Washington and gives conservatives leverage to blunt President Joe Biden's agenda. It also is likely to spur a flurry of promised investigations. However, a threadbare majority will pose immediate challenges for GOP leaders and could complicate the party's ability to govern. The full scope of the party's majority may not be clear for several more days or weeks as votes in competitive races are still being counted. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages has crossed a major U.S. Senate hurdle Wednesday, putting Congress on track to take the historic step of ensuring that such unions are enshrined in federal law. 12 Republicans voted with all Democrats to move forward on the legislation, meaning a final vote could come as soon as this week or later this month. Los Angeles has elected its first black woman as mayor. Democratic U.S. Representative Karen Bass defeated billionaire developer Rick Caruso in a contest amid multiple scandals at City Hall, an out-of-control homeless crisis, and rising crime. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.